Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And you can check me out on Drive later on today at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. And boy, what a freak he is. Anyway, we begin with, of course, Mikel Arteta's Lego head and Arsenal reaching the fourth round of the FA Cup, where, of course, they will play Man City after beating Oxford United. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Mikel Arteta will be delighted with the result. And there's no shock against lower division opposition for Arsenal as there was on January the 9th last year. This one finishes Oxford 0, Arsenal 3.
Yes, and we learned hopefully from last season. And we knew that was going to be a big test against today. It's a really lively crowd. It's a team that is very, very physical and direct. And they put you under pressure, but I think we dealt with it well.
So calmly done by Eddie Nketiah, who scored his second. And Arsenal through with a minimum of fuss. Eddie Nketiah.
I've watched his four games since he's come in, since they've been back, and his link-up's been really good. Awareness of others around him. He's strong. He's a strong boy. So it's been brilliant for him. Great for the manager that he's come in and taken his chance and been ready mentally and physically to take that chance. We talked about that earlier. The question he's got now is, does he go and get a forward? Because Jesus is, what did you say, 7 more weeks?
Apparently, yep.
So if he's 7 weeks, 8 weeks away, that's 2 months. He's got to stay fit, Nketiah. If he doesn't, so does he go and get someone who can play, go straight in? Does he get a young, hungry? Does he get an old, experienced on loan who can just do a job and give him a few quid to come in and sit on the bench? It's a dilemma. And this is these are the decisions that you live and die by as a coach.
And what a tie it's set up, Danny Murphy. Manchester City against Arsenal. It's even the chance of being tied the round.
Two teams who are playing the best football in our country at the moment, going toe for toe. It'll be fascinating. We'll have to wait and see what teams play on the day, of course, what personnel, but you'd think that Arsenal would go for it. It looks like Arteta's going to give every competition a go.
Now, here's the Oxford manager, Carl Robinson.
Oxford really gave a good account of themselves, held out well defensively for more than an hour. Ultimately, though, class told. Carl Robinson will be pleased with his side's performance.
There's always speculation within the FA Cup how strong the opposition will go. And at nearly every stage of the game this evening, their best players were on the pitch. So they showed tremendous respect to the competition, tremendous respect to ourselves. I thought for 60 minutes we showed ourselves to be a very good team. But to get three teenagers on the pitch who come from our academy, two of them are playing in the FA Youth Cup here tomorrow, and we wish them luck, and we'll be here again tomorrow night watching them perform. So for us to get three of our academy players on the pitch and two of them being scholars, having said all that, and a large part of our possession tonight looked very, very good. Just a little bit at the moment of quality from the opposition to put us out of the competition.
Now the Wales captain, Gareth Bale, has retired from football at the tender age of just 33, bringing an end to a sensational career. The former Real Madrid star confirmed the news on social media. His agent, Jonathan Barnett, told me and Benty on Drive yesterday that Gareth Bale was unfairly criticised by the British media.
It's an unbelievable goal from Gareth Bale. That is a stunning, stunning strike. He's only been on the field a couple of minutes, but it is a goal of the highest quality that is worthy of winning the Champions League.
I think we have a problem in Britain. We don't like to build people up. We only like to knock them down. So he got up to a certain point and then everybody criticised him. If you look at, for example, Cristiano Ronaldo, nobody in Portugal really, really not ever said bad things about him. Not that there is anything. But in Britain, That's the thing that we have to live with.
What do you think he'll do? Do you think he'll stay in football or do you think he'll move away from it?
You know, when we first met, I said to him, you know, the greatest thing in the world is when you retire, that you if you want to do any work, it's because you want to, not because you have to. And I said, I promised him that. At least I kept my word there. So that's it. He'll wake up and decide what he wants to do, when he wants to do it. Mm. There's no rush. And he's got some ideas.
Do any of them involve golf?
No, he's a very clever man off the field, but trust me.
Do you think
he loves golf?
He'll try his hand at maybe professional golf?
I don't think so. But who knows? He can surprise everybody and wake up and decide to do it.
We've had Phil Bennett. We've had Gareth Edwards. We've had rugby players who are legends. Barry John. He's up there. If I spoke to Ian Rush now, he'd say he's better than me. And if you spoke to John Charles now, he'd probably say, well, I mean, that's a big one to call. He'd probably say Gareth Bale has done more for Wales than I did. I think they should build a statue of him.
Disgruntled Chelsea supporters turned on the manager Graham Potter as the Blues slumped to a fifth defeat in seven matches as City dumped them out of the cup. And that didn't hold Andy Jacobs back from going on another Chelsea rant on Hawksby and Jacobs. Yeah, no surprise there.
For the first time in 25 years, they are knocked out in the third round. And how? Manchester City have utterly destroyed them here today. And the problems mount up for Graham Potter.
The way they played was a disgrace. It's just not happening. Just get rid of him, honestly. It's not working. It's not going to work. The longer you leave it, the worse it will be. That's the way it is. And I don't know, you know, I fear what will happen if we don't get rid of him. Because I don't know if the Americans, they realise it's not the NFL. We do have promotion and relegation in this country. Perhaps they haven't worked it out yet. Yeah, of course they've got injuries and all that. But that's not an excuse. You know, even a National League team would have gone to City and given them a harder game yesterday. At least would have fought. There was no fight. There was no anything. It was so poor.
You know, what is your expectation? What should he be doing considering all the players that he's got missing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm just get them playing with a bit of spirit and decide on a system, decide on some play and stick to it. It's so scattergun. Every day, every week, there's a different formation. I mean, eight formations, starting formations in 17 games is not the way forward. It isn't. Perhaps Todd Bowley wants to be in the National League like Ryan Reynolds. God knows. I don't know. Well, stick to him. I'm sure it'll work in the end.
Blue square within 5 years. Honestly. That's what he's effectively saying. Andy, you're not going down. You're not going down.
I can't see where they win a game. I've looked through the fixtures. I can't see it. I think the warning signs, I mean, Palace aren't in great form. They've got Palace on the weekend.
Yeah.
They won't beat Fulham at Fulham. I mean, they'll get done. If they can't beat Palace at home on Sunday, I think he's in big trouble and they're in big trouble. And there's only so long they'll put up with it, however much they're backing him. You know, they're not stupid. They don't want to see their asset disappear. It was the wrong appointment. It was the wrong appointment at the time. They should have gone for Pochettino. That's what I wanted, and they didn't.
All right, then. Let's get your predictions. Fulham, Thursday, at Fulham.
Lose.
What's the score going to be?
2-3-0.
OK. Palace at home on Sunday. Palace is just going for a bad run.
Maybe a 1-0 win. Maybe.
Okay. Liverpool away.
I'll lose. Even though Liverpool aren't great either, but no, they'll lose that.
Fulham again at home Friday night.
They'll lose that as well.
Okay, fair enough. West Ham away, Saturday lunchtime.
Possibly a draw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, West Ham fans.
Yeah.
Dortmund then in the Champions League.
Oh, no, they'll turn up for that, the players. They'll bother with that one. They'll have Dortmund.
So you think you'll go down but make the final of the Champions League?
It could well happen, actually. It's absolutely possible.
Fantastic. playing in the first championship side elect to win the Champions League final.
It could be, yeah. Tremendous.
Now, it was another weekend of controversy for VAR, with some grounds using the technology, but others weren't capable. Well, would you believe it, Simon Jordan actually defended VAR, but former England striker Dean Ashton said it's shocking to have it in some games and not at others.
It's ludicrous for me. Absolutely ludicrous. How you can have effectively different playing fields in two different games that can affect... And we're talking about, you know, a cup competition that can mean so much to certain clubs.
Exactly.
You know, it really can, in terms of getting through, but also in terms of the lower league clubs, where financially they would benefit from going through to the next round. It's something that really bothered me throughout the whole weekend, that they had it in different games.
We are being led by a dissenting section of the media and a dissenting section of pundits that keep on railing against it. Now, I know, I don't suggest you should say, well, that's white, because you want to convince people it's white rather than red. Mm. You've got to call things for what they are. But what they are is VAR has improved the amount of goals that are being scored under VAR's tutelage. So I thought that was the object of the aim. They're poisoning the minds of people by saying, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And I get some of it, but I think if there were less dissent and more support of things, then you wouldn't find so much resistance from the viewing public.
Will be ruled out for offside. Well, the assistant took a while to raise it on that far side.
Yeah, it looks like he's just in an offside position.
You know, a big part of me still wants VAR because of the things that Simon have said and other things I think in the game that would stop, you know, simulation. But for example, the Salah goal, it's the interpretation of some of the laws, it's the amount of time it takes, it's the fact that everyone's pretty much in the dark, especially in the stadium, in terms of what's actually going on.
That fan experience.
Yeah.
There's still some real big issues that need tackling.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Portugal have bizarrely appointed the former Belgian manager Roberto Martinez as their new boss, taking them into the Euro 2024 qualifiers. Simon Jordan believes Martinez getting the Portugal job is the sport rewarding mediocrity.
Ball to the far post, Lukaku! Oh, he chests it straight into the keeper's arms. What a chance for Romelu Lukaku!
Well, it's a head scratcher in terms of, I think you're rewarding mediocrity. I think he snatched defeat from the jaws of victory with Belgium. Because very rarely are you going to get a group of players concurrently that good. And we were talking about some of the top players in the world that were available to him. You know, and I think he managed to set himself a low standard and managed to achieve it. I think with Belgium, he was nowhere near the level that he could and should have been at. I think the falling apart of the last tournament, you didn't just have a team that was falling apart. You had huge dissent amongst the ranks, a camp fighting amongst themselves. And to find him in another elite nation, it would seem to me it's another example of football rewarding mediocrity.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, my show. 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7 p.m, it's Man United against Charlton in the Carabao Cup in the quarterfinals for, of course, a place in a massive semi. Presented by Adrian Durham. That one. Anyway, over on TalkSport 2, it's Newcastle against Leicester at the same time. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.